The people of the planet.
Skaro.
We're horribly...
Oh, hang on. Yours is different, is it? From the people of the planet... Khalid.
We're horribly...
What's yours say, Skaro or Khalid? What does yours say? If you were following, you would know. What did yours say? The people of the planet... Khaled, we'll call it. Yours is Khaled. Yours is Skaro. Yours is Khaled. Mine's Skaro. Yeah.
Where does it say?
On the top line of the page that Regan's reading. Strange. Carry on then.
We're having a nuclear war.
Yeah.
The
Khaleds.
Khaleds begin to mutate. They turned into creatures that were no more than brains with tentacles.
Nice.
Although horribly scared himself.
Scarred
himself.
You can work that one out, Dav.
Davros.
Yes.
Was a scientific genius. He was an expert in robotics.
Chemistry.
Cloning. And biology. He made himself a robotic eye and a mobile life support chair so that he could continue his work.
Well done. Molly, carry on. There's lots of tricky words there, so we'll split it up.
Davros took the damaged
Khaleds
and turned them into an army of
mutant
robots. He set their brains inside machines that could move. He removed all feelings of weakness from their brains and programmed them for one mission: to
exterminate.
He called his creations the
Daleks.
Davros and the Daleks fought many battles against their arch enemy, Doctor Who.
Adam. Hayden.
Doctor Who is listed in the
Guinness
Book of World Records as the longest running science fiction TV show ever. There have been more than 700 episodes of Doctor Who. The first episode was broadcast on November 23, 1963. So far, 10 different actors have played Doctor Who. Doctor Who travels through time in a police box called the TARDIS, stand for time and relative dimension in space.
Keep going. War of the Worlds.
In 1898, Wells wrote one of the first science fiction novels called The War of Worlds. It is about an invasion of Earth by aliens from Mars on 30th October 1938. A radio drama based on the novel was broadcast in America. It was presented as that an actual alien invasion was happening. This led to mass panic, with some people even fleeing their homes. This may sound a bit daft today, but in 1938, people still relied on radio to find out what was going on in the world. and Will's story that was very convincing.
Got quieter and quieter. You went on. From Jack.
Dr. Octopus. The villain is a bit of a handful. He has 6 arms, 4 of them mechanical. Villain profile. Species human. Birthplace New York. Other names: Dr. Otto Octavius.
Doc
Ock. Base: various laboratories, warehouse, and abandoned tunnel. To defeat enemy Spider-Man. To carry out automatic experiments. Strengths: master planner, brilliant engineer, multiple powerful arms. Weakness: unpredictable.
Well done, unpredictable. You don't know what he's going to do.
Another doctor, maybe I can learn to a thing or two from him. He gets a 5 on my bad release.
Many hands make light work. Once a brilliant and respected scientist, Dr. Otto designed for men arms to help him with
atomic
experiments. When an experiment went wrong, he became fused with the arms. With his brilliant mind was warped into that of a mad criminal. He became the arch enemy of that annoying kid who can climb walls, Spider-Man. Dr. Octopus has amazing powers of movement. His 4 mechanical arms are made from
titanium
steel and are capable of lifting huge weights. He can also perform many different tasks at the same time, such as stirring coffee, scratching his head, or constructing a machine.
Good.